Nice. Quality shit, they holler we it. This fake niggas who rich, we checking every dollar we get. I'm on some fly than the pilot be shit. Why you want some more? Trying to figure out who's styling me shit. Women only cheat for a reason, I probably be it. Molly she want, Molly she get. Out in LA at the day party, Saturday at Colony shit. Sorry niggas, that away with your apology shit. You lame niggas make me break out, allergy shit. We was leaders before they knew how many followers we get. Riding to some Wu-Tang while I be lit. Made me put shoes on a ghost while I be shit. You little niggas don't get it, do you? And if you got it, I'm one of the few that get it to you. Drama said it's going down, so I brought some loot out. Racked up like the balls at the 3-point shootout.
Man, it's going down. Yeah. Get at me with my mouth.
Yep, what's going on everybody? It's iPod King Carter here, the Superman of YouTube, and we back for the third episode of SGM, is Sports, Game, and Music. I want to introduce you guys to my boy Jay. Jay, say what's up to the people, man.
Yes, sir. What is up, people? I know y'all thought our show got canceled, but nah, baby. We worked it out with the network executives, and we back. SGM is in full effect, man, and we about to bring it to y'all harder than we ever have. So let's get this thing started, Carter, man. You know we about to start things off with the sports. So what are we talking about first, man? What are we talking about?
Well, the first thing is, I will put this out there, Jay did put her feet in his mouth in order for our show to keep going, but I'm not going to talk on that. Nah. The first thing we want to jump into is definitely football. It's been a football weary weekend. And I will say the Eagles versus the Lions was a crazy game, a very emotional game for me, and a static game for me as well. What were your thoughts on the game? Did you even get to catch the game?
No. As you know, man, like up in New York, man, y'all selfish, man. That's all I'm going to say about New York, man. Y'all selfish, dog. It was no 1 o'clock game on Fox that y'all could play. No New York teams was playing at 1 o'clock. So I'm like, yeah, cool. I'm about to get to see my Lions going up against my other team, which is the Eagles. I'm about to be able to watch this. I turn to Fox. They talking football. And then guess what comes on TV? Fucking America's top funniest videos. What? No. Where's the Lions-Eagles game, man?
Not so.
I didn't get to watch the game, long story short. And I just heard that we miraculously won this game by 3 points in overtime. And, you know, that's typical Lions fashion, man. Like,
well,
Lions fashion.
On my end, I was in Vegas on vacation, as a few people may know. I was watching a bunch of different games, but I did not get to catch that game because it was not televised. And, you know, the hotel rooms, they're not going to put the Eagles game on at all. You know, they had the Oakland game and all of that. So, you know, would have been on the West Coast, they definitely didn't want to show any East Coast teams really go at it. So with that being said, I was on my iPhone. My battery was dying tremendously because I was refreshing like crazy. Like every 10 seconds I'm refreshing my phone. I see that Vic got sacked. What was that? He got sacked 3 times. He got
Didn't
sacked
he throw
on
like
first.
A gang of picks in that game too? Or like,
man, he was just doing bad all around, man. Vic hasn't been having the best season at all. He also doesn't have the best protection. And then the last drive, he gets sacked for, I mean, like negative 20 yards, and he had to punt it away. And, you know, by the time you punt it, you give up a field goal. They win it. And what made it so bad, I guess the Lions knew that they were going to win the game, so they went into overtime in a dramatic fashion with the field goal instead of being in the red zone and going for the touchdown. You feel me?
Oh, so, but nah, that's called learning from your mistakes. Remember last time we tried to do that, it didn't work out so well.
Yeah.
So this time, Schwartz was like, yo, we gonna do it the other way. We just gonna kick the rock.
I can understand that because once we came into overtime, Vic and them got the ball first. Things didn't work out. And Detroit came down the field and kicked a nice field goal, man, and won the game. Me, myself, I was so mad, almost threw my iPhone, but then I realized
It's an iPhone,
so I really can't do that. It is what it is. But
yeah,
other than
dog,
that,
you can't do that, man. You can't sacrifice the phone, dog, because then you would have been even more heated, dog. Because
exactly.
Then you would have been, your team lost, you out of an iPhone, and you Vegas, and hopefully you winning instead of losing. So,
yeah.
What can you do, man?
Can't have all that. But what I will say is, the games that I did catch, I caught the Oakland-Atlanta game. Oh, my God. That game right there. When I mean that game went down to the wire as well, that was a great game. Asante Samuel caught a pick, ran it back to the house, right? Then on the next possession that they had, he undercut the receiver again to try to pick it off, and he missed. And what happened was, I guess it was the safety that was supposed to be in that zone missed the tackle. So Asante had to hurry up and catch the guy before he went in for a touchdown. I was like, wow. I was like, in that split second, a man makes the best action in the game, and then on the next possession makes the worst
play.
But hey, Atlanta pulled out the win. I will say that that was a great game.
I'm telling y'all, Atlanta is looking good this year, boy.
Yeah, they definitely looking good. But what I will say is, man, I think my boy Aaron Rodgers back, man.
That, you think he back? You ready to claim it?
Listen, I watched that game.
I watched that game too. I thought the Texans was gonna win, but they fell apart, man.
No, they didn't. They never started out. They never started out. They never had a big lead. Aaron Rodgers.
How many touchdowns did AR get? Was it like six or something like that? I know it was like a crazy amount of touchdowns.
He went absolutely apeshit. Wiza was betting that man time and time again, yo. We inside the sports bar in Vegas, and he just betting first down. And like, yo, he betting everything against the Texans and betting everything for Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. And finally, you know, with the refs coming back, of course, you know, the refs are back in the building. Actual calls are being called. Games are being slowed down and not as aggressive as they used to be with the substitute refs. So,
yeah.
So it's back to football. That's what I do like to see. It's back to football.
It's game on, baby.
Yeah, it's not like you're playing Madden out there, man. Ain't no glitches.
As it should be, man, because at that point your own teammates is tackling you every time you touch the back of their foot.
Exactly. And another game that I saw, probably one of the best football games I have ever seen this year, the Broncos coming back on the Chargers, yo. Like,
see, I did not watch that game. I'm mad because I turned it off. I was like, okay, it looked like, you know, they're going to do their thing and that's going to be it.
Right.
So you telling me I missed a real good game? See, I hate that shit. I hate when that happens, dog, because that was the Monday night game.
Listen, this is what Wiza was telling me. Like, Wiza had three picks. He had a McGahee touchdown, which he lost. Phillip Rivers getting over 275 yards, which he lost. And he... Manning getting over 285 yards, which he won, right? But listen to this. As we sitting down in the sports bar, they nailed it before half. I'm like, why not go for points? Wiza said,
yeah.
Listen, I know my man. He coming back out. Watch in the second half. Something is going to awaken in him, and then you're going to see. And when I mean all truth, when Wiza said that, and this man came back in the second half, this Peyton Manning that I saw in the first half was non-existent.
Nah, he wasn't. That's why I stopped watching. I was like, all right, man. You know, it is what it is, man. They just about to take another L.
Yo, he came out slinging.
Gunslinger, baby.
man was cooking out there. Listen, all I can say is, from what I saw out of Peyton Manning in the second half of that game, I would have been thinking I was looking at an old Colt, man. That's real rap, man. The injury didn't look like it was phasing him. He was in sync with his teammates. You know, the stupid penalties that they got in the first half, none of that in the second half. And the defense, let's talk about the defense. Phillip Rivers, if you ever listen to this podcast, step into your fucking throes, you dickhead. That's all. I'm sick and tired of seeing this dude throw off his back foot. You know you're going to get picked off. You're not putting no power into it. You're not being accurate with the ball. What are you doing out there? You're the reason your team lost the game. I swear it should have been called Pick City. That's all I'm saying. It should have been called.
That shit crazy. And I mean, like, Denver got a good D, man. Like, Von Miller is a beast, dog. Like, in his second year doing his thing.
Yeah, they definitely did their thing, man. Real rap. But look, hey, you got anything else you want to touch on football? Because I know we done took up a lot of their time already.
I mean, only other thing we got to do is the weekly blitz, man. Let everybody know our Cod King Carter conquered the crown last time we did this thing, man. You came through and you got it, man. And I just want to let everybody know, man. You beat me. You beat Wiza. You had 13. Wiza had 12, and I had a little measly 10. So there it is, man. You're the king right now in the weekly blitz, dog.
Hey, I'm
so how's that feel?
I'm pretty.
yeah. You think you could do it again this week, man? That is the question.
Blitz out the way right now.
Let's do it, man. First game we got is the Cardinals versus the Vikings, man. Who you taking?
I'm taking the Cardinals.
Are you serious, dog? The Vikings, the way they've been playing right now, is no way I don't pick the V's, man. Let's go. Vikings all day, baby.
Write these picks down. Cowboys, Panthers.
Oh, man. Cam is having a bad year. Romo is having a bad year. I wish I had a coin so I could flip it because it could go either way. Let's see. It's Cowboys at the Panthers. I say Romo bounces back. No Cam. I'm going with the Cowboys.
I'm going with the Cowboys, too. Just because of the fact that this boy at my job is telling me, yeah, man, we about to go on a 10-game winning streak. Team Cam. I said, you know what?
What?
Hey.
Is he from there?
Nah, he's just a true fan.
Oh, my. That's crazy. All right. So the next one we got is the Saints at the Bucks.
Saints not having a good year.
You going against them? You know, Vilma might be coming back.
Yeah, I gotta go with the Bucks. They're at home.
I'm going with the Saints, man. I got to. I'm going with the Saints.
Do we even have to say anything?
Yeah, Pack Boys, baby. AR all day. Let's go.
Same as me. Redskins at the Giants.
Ooh, this is a tough one, man. You know I've been RG3 in it all the way.
Uh-huh.
But at the same time, the Giants been doing their damn thing.
They bouncing back in our division.
It's at the Giants. I gotta go against RG3 this week, man. I'm going with the Giants, dog.
All right, you going with the Giants? I'm gonna go with the Miracle Man. I'm RG3 in it this week.
RG3, go for it, baby. Oh my, this is the game that I have to watch this week, man. I'm gonna be pissed if they not showing this in New York. Ravens versus the Texans, baby.
So who you going with? You know,
Ooh,
this is done.
Man, no Ray Lewis, possibly getting Suggs back. The Texans off of a loss to AR, and it's in Texas. I can't go against the Texans with them being in Texas, so I gotta go Texans. But then again, they was in Texas last time when they got beat by AR.
Well, let's put it.
Damn, that's a tough one, dog. I'm gonna go Texans. I'm not gonna back off of it.
I'm still feeling that Ray Lewis spirit, man. I feel as though that Ray Lewis is going
to... Ray, he coming back, man. Ray coming back.
I got him for being out there on that field, man. In spirit, on the bench, in the locker rooms. I got him for being out there with them guys. So, you know, I got the Ravens. Just because of the way that Ray Lewis has been as an inspiration to all these guys, you got to take the Ravens, man. And definitely with a big loss of a player as him, the Ravens ball. It got to.
Hopefully Suggs come back, man, so he could fill a little bit of that gap.
Yeah. All right, Titans and the Bills.
I'm going to go Bills.
I'm going to go Bills, too.
Okay, we got Browns versus Colts.
Shitty teams. I'm going to have to go with the Colts with Andrew Luck.
With the Colts.
Yeah. All right,
Here we go. Another game of the week, baby.
Yeah.
The Jets. At the Patriots, baby.
Who you take?
I'm going with the Pats, man. I gotta go against my Jets this week. I'm going with the Pats, man.
I'm taking the Pats as well. Jaguars and Raiders.
I'm gonna go Raiders, man. I'm gonna go Raiders.
You know what? I'm gonna toss this one in the air. This is gonna be the one I win.
Oh, man, that's one of them coin tosses, man. If I had a quarter over here, I'd toss it. I don't see nothing near me, man. I would be tossing coins, but
I'm going with the Jags on this one. Steelers and Bengals.
Ooh, man, that's always a beautiful matchup, man. Damn, man, the Bengals really need to bounce back, but I'm going to go with the Steelers.
Yeah, I'm going with the Steelers.
Even without Polamalu.
Yeah, now, the Monday night game, your Lions versus the Bears, who you got? All right, do I even
need that? Go with my Lions, we need it. Come on, dog, you already know, man, because my team, we need it, man. Detroit right now, we feeling good, man. All the Lions should be watching our Tigers right now, and they should be hyped. Cause they need to bring the fucking Super Bowl championship back to Detroit, man.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna take the Bears because of the simple fact that right now nobody's in training. Everybody's watching the games.
That's true. That's true, man. That is very true. That is very true, man.
Well, let's sum up the weekly blitz and the football segment, and let's jump into baseball.
Oh yeah, man. Like I said, I'm feeling happy right now. My Lions just came off of a W against the Eagles. Sure. And the Tigers swept the Yankees. Like, who saw that coming, man? I mean, it was just amazing, dog. I'm not even a big baseball dude, but when it comes down to supporting my D-Town and it comes to supporting the Tigers and watching them in the postseason, I'm always there. I've caught every single game, except last night's game when we won. I was fucking in air. I hated that, man. I was mad that game got postponed because I was going to stay up all night Thursday and watch it. But, you know, rain delay, it is what it is. But nah, man, I'm glad my team advanced. We going to the World Series, and whether it's the Giants or St. Louis Cardinals, man, I think we taking it, man. I think this is our year.
All right, bet. Well, me myself, my Phillies have not made it this year, so I have nothing more to say, but congrats to your team. Hopefully this put a little bit of money into your city, of course. You know what I'm saying? Your hometown. Now that's the sports segment, ladies and gentlemen. Jay, can you take them out?
Oh yeah, man, definitely, man. This track y'all about to hear right here is called My Moment, featuring 2 Chainz, Meek Mills, and Jeremiah, y'all.
Just waiting on my moment. Bad hoes, I'm showing. Time came and I owned it, just like Brian Jazz and start bowling. When I touched the rock and I cracked the block, when I pulled up in that mustard drop with that roof off and my shoes off, and y'all bitch niggas, RuPaul, real nigga in my hood, who everybody gon' roof off. They see me come from that bottom, where everybody get body. They told me get him, I got him. Now I'm here, nigga, like, yeah, nigga, just Rolls Royce and Bugattis. And M4's this year, nigga, if I don't grind, I don't shine. If I don't shine, then I don't eat. If I don't eat, then I'ma starve. And if I'ma starve, I pour heat on all y'all bitch ass niggas. All y'all rich ass niggas. If I don't make no money, nigga, I'm gon' take your money, nigga.
Tired of living day to day like everything's alright. Every night, just one thing on my mind. I'm just waiting on that moment. Got that all shit, hell no, next time that's mine. As long as I stay hustling, I'm gon' shine. Just waiting on that moment. Waiting on my moment.
Alright, man, so I hope y'all enjoyed that song once again, man. That was off of that new DJ Drama, Quality Street Music. And like y'all said, man, I know y'all loving it. Me and Carter, we about to get into the second segment of the show, that's games. And if you don't know what we talking about, Carter, let them know, man.
Yeah, we talking about that NBA 2K13.
Yes, sir.
We talking about that My NBA 2K. We talking about that NBA 2K My Life Facebook app. Man, we got a lot to talk about in the gaming world, man. Listen, I got to say is, I thought it was going to be terribly hard to get virtual currency in the game, when in fact, it's starting to seem like it's too easy.
Hey, I got to admit, man, I felt like when I first started playing the game and I popped it in and I played a few games, I'm like, yo, this VC is hella low, dog. It was like, you spend like 40 minutes of your time and you only got like, walk away with like 200 or 300 VC, if that, man. And it was just like, what do they expect you to do, man, with just doing that? Mm-hmm. But I'm hearing that you have found a little workaround on how we can get some more VC, man. So drop that knowledge on us, man.
The couple tricks that I do know on how to get VC in this game. The first thing that I will tell you guys, when you pop in NBA 2K13, the first thing I want you to do is to go to the My Player side. You want to open up My Player. Once you see how much of virtual currency you've earned, think about that number. Put that number in your head and say, how can I triple or quadruple that number? After you do that, go to the online menu. Go to My Player Blacktop. Play about 10 to 20 games. Back out of online. Go back to the home screen. Look at the virtual currency that you've earned. And look at that number. You say, wow, I didn't even play that many games. I didn't play that long. And look at the currency that I've got. And then think about this. If you have an iPhone, or, you know, I think some of the new Android users are getting this app, but if you mainly have an iPhone, go to the App Store. Search for an app called My NBA 2K. And after you search for that app, download it. Of course, it's free. You may have to be over Wi-Fi connection to download it, but hey, why not sit there for a few minutes? Open up the app. The first thing that you will need is you will need your sign in for NBA2K.com, and you will need your password. This is things that you've made in the beginning of the game, so it shouldn't be no reason why you shouldn't have it. Now, after you do that, go into the app, play around with it, do a couple shoot arounds, a couple free throw play games and stuff like that, and start realizing how much currency you earn from that app. And 50 VC adds up. I can get 50 VC in 10 seconds. Now, I know you're probably asking, how in the hell do you get 50 VC in 10 seconds? I need to know.
Exactly.
What I do is I go into the app, my NBA 2K, and I go to autographs. Now, with this little app right here, you can make any type of gesture with your finger and just redo that autograph until all the fans are done. Now, some people have made a circle and said, you know what, a circle, you can do it so many times and it's so easy. Well, what I do is I use a Z. Now, with the Z, all you have to do is three strikes and move on to the next one. And it's all in the same gesture. Like, as soon as your finger go up, you click done. And I can get 50 VC in 10 seconds.
That's crazy.
That
is crazy. And you just keep doing that over and over and over again?
Over and over and over. I literally be at...
Yo, that is it. You ain't even really got to play the game, dog. That's hella easy.
Like, I literally can just sit in a plane, be minding my own business, listening to the beat that's playing on the app, and just go in. Like, literally go in.
Z.
Because when I first got the app, I was putting DC. You know what I'm saying? I was wondering why it was taking almost 40 to 50 seconds, like the whole 60 seconds just to do it. And I'm like, gotta be an easy way. So I tried the circle thing. It was cool. But sometimes if you make the circle a little bit too small or a little bit too big, it doesn't work. A Z, you can make the Z perfect every single time. A Z. You know what I'm saying? It's big enough. It's long enough. And it's enough for the actual app to register it. So I use it. I use that. And I get 50 VC in 10 seconds. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
I get the 50 VC. Guess what I do? I go back into signing autographs. I keep going and keep going until I realize, oh, 5,000 VC? Let me chill.
5,000 VC? Let me chill. I love it, dog. Like, yo, I'm downloading it right now.
Now, the third...
Downloading it right now, sir.
What I want you guys to do is, I know a lot of people love Twitter. I know a lot of people hate Facebook. I know you hate going back to Facebook, even looking at messages, even being tagged in pics. But what I want you to do is go on Facebook, search an app called NBA 2K My Life. I want you guys to download this app. You want to know why? 500 VC off the rip. As soon as log into the app, you log in, you get 500 VC. You can actually play games and get VC money cash. And it's something like The Sims. So if you're a Sims type guy or girl and you love playing that game, you got to get this app. If you want to get VC and you want to have it synced to your My Career, definitely grab that app. Now, I won't say that it's easy ways to get VC in that, but 5 minutes of your time out of a day will get you VC. And you don't even have to worry about the My2K app no more for the rest of the day. You can go back and play it if you want. Because the thing about this app is it gives you 5 hours for a whole event. Like right now, I have the page open. Like I can literally look at people walking around. I can hit the play basketball feature, click on a VIP person. And when you get an entourage, that actually grows your rep and your pay scale and your VC. So it's literally like Sims or like any other Facebook game like Mafia Wars or Farm. What's those different games? You know, the invites that you get from every day long. But that's the main gist of it. And another thing. This is going to be the last thing about NBA 2K13 before we move into music. What I do want to tell everybody, for all the people that has skill points instead of VC, I'm sorry for you. I do not feel your pain, but I'm very sorry for you. But
like, how does that happen, dog? Because I've been hearing people talk about that.
I'm about to lay it out to you now. Whenever you pop in NBA 2K13, this is what I want you to do. Plug in an Ethernet cord. Don't go wired. Plug in an Ethernet cord because you can't trust your wireless router. You know what I'm saying? You want to trust your modem. Your modem is where it's at. Stay Ethernet connected. Always make sure you're open to the internet and never just dismiss any window in any mode at any time because you
know
what that window says. A lot of people went into My Career offline or the NBA 2K servers went down and you wouldn't even know. you would dismiss the window and be playing offline, and then when you get skill points, guess what? You can't go back to VC. So
that's crazy, dog.
People that like to buy VC, let's just throw a ballpark out there. You spend $150 on VC, and you $10 of that VC in one session. You didn't have time to upgrade your player to a 99. You didn't have time because it was late. You got to go to school. You got to go to work, and you're like, you know what? I'll go and get on it tomorrow. But when you got on it tomorrow, your internet happened to be down. All that VC is worthless.
That's crazy, dog. Are they doing anything to like work around that, or is it kind of just like that's just what it's gonna be?
It's what it is right now. But as far as I'm concerned, they haven't said they're coming out with a patch for it. They haven't really. They're still beating around the whole entire bush about it, because if you think about it, most people that's having this problem are people that may have spent money on VC. So they're like, hey, I just gave you guys money, but you're not giving me the, you know, they're not enabling me to use my VC.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't upgrade your attributes outside of my career. You can only buy clothes or blacktop outside of my career. You can't go in and get a signature skill outside of my career. So your guy will be plain Jane unless you play the game. But I think I do know one way to work around that.
What's that?
With a skill point glitch, you want to delete all my career data.
So then people need to invest in doing like a backup then. I thought that was like one of the screw things about NBA 2K13 is that they made everything autosave, like, and you can't turn it off. Like, that's crazy, son.
I do have my guy backed up. I have an account on my PS3 that says, and I also have a cloud drive on my Xbox that has my saves. And if I play 10 games in one session, I'll go in and overwrite that save.
But yeah,
I always make sure I'm connected to Ethernet when I'm playing that game. It's that simple.
Dude, that's what's up, man. That's crazy, though.
Yeah, it's big, man. 2K is probably the best game for this year, sports-wise. But it's so many minor glitches in this game, just like NBA 2K12. But people can live with it because it has great gameplay and presentation.
I agree, man. The game is crazy. I don't regret, you know, going ahead and getting that joint, man. I haven't had too much time to play it, but the time that I have been playing, I've been, like, stuck on it, man. Just constantly, you know, playing. And, yeah, dog, I'm with you. I think it's a great game. It's a little minor hiccups, but, you know, it's stuff that we can live with. You know, you can work around it because the bulk of the product is stellar. So, yeah, man, I'm definitely with you on that. If you haven't gotten this game already, go get it. Don't rent it. Go buy it.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the simplest way I could put it, man. Just go buy that joint.
But
man, I think that's going to wrap up the game segment, man. We about to play y'all a dope track, and then we're going to get into music, man. So we'll catch up with y'all in a few.
Okay, you know you've been on my mind. A-Town, I miss you. When old girl would come late and bring all her tips through. Break up her weed while I break down my issues. Get paper, she blows that the next day, you know that. Daydream at nighttime, I think too much. Then I hit the nightclub till it's daytime and I drink too much. Not time for no good girl, they hold on and they cling too much. I just want a hood bitch that tells me that I sing too much. Ah, yeah, shout out to the women playing opposition. I be moving through my city like a politician. Hope you don't judge me, cause me and you were not all that different. You made me this way, you made me famous, you all assisted. New niggas trying to shine, I didn't condone it. But I'm back in this bitch, reliving the moment. I'm about to have it popping off again. Drama about to make it rain on Mary Poppins and her friends.
We got money in our pocket, right. And whatever you're sipping on. This red bottom hippin' around this bitch, where the fuck you tripping on? Us on the goons, they in this bitch, you better check your tone. And they gon' put you back in place if you do something wrong. We in this bitch,
we in this bitch, yeah, we in this bitch, yeah.
We got a section full of girls and they bad at speaking in English. Let's toast it up to the life and I mean it.
All right, y'all, we back. Time to get into the final segment of this show, man, and that's music. But before we do that, let me let you know what song you just got through listening to. That song was We In This Bitch 1.5 featuring Drake and Future, y'all. Now, let's talk about something that a lot of people know about. If you ever listen to hip-hop, you ever listen to rap or any type of music like that. And it's one word that could sum it up, Carter. What am I talking about?
Beef.
That's right, man. Beef. What y'all know about beef, man? What y'all know? Shit, man. I got one question when it comes to beef, man. Everybody, it was like beef was crazy. Like in the 2000s, early 2000s, you got 50 Cent, Ja Rule. You got, you know, Eminem versus Benzino. And just all these people just going at it, just back and forth and back and forth. Jay-Z, Nas, everybody. And then it kind of, you know, we hit like a plateau where it was like, you know, ain't nobody really beefing or whatever. You know, if it is, it's minor. It's not like the big guns. But now, it's 2012, almost a decade later, and these niggas is trying to resurrect beef. And I got one question for you, Carter. Do you think beef is played out, or is it still relevant?
Well, in a sensible term, I would say beef is played out because none of these current rappers are real thugs.
No.
I've never seen none of these current rappers in real life. I never seen them on my block.
These niggas is pretenders, B.
You know what I'm saying? The thing is, you know what, and what makes it so crazy, we just gonna jump into all of them. We gonna let them know who we talking about so we can break them down. Now, one thing I will say before we jump into this, y'all, these are our opinions. So if you feel the same way, clap it up. If you don't, go listen to their music.
Exactly.
Jay, come on. First one. Pusha T.
Yo, man. Go for it, Carter. Let them know.
Hey, Pusha, let me tell you something, cuz. I see you in the airport like every other week, cuz. Your pants is tighter than tight.
Tighter than tight.
The switch, nigga. I really gotta question you. Like real shit. Like, we have to question Pusha T. Like, is he in the closet?
Closet.
Or is that just...
Hey, Carter, man, you starting some beef with Pusha T right now?
I'm just keeping it a bean, dog. Pusha T, I see this dude, like, every other week in the airport, man. Like, being an employee, we laugh at this dude.
I'm not an employee and I'm laughing at this dude.
Employee, like, crazy. And then Lil Wayne, my man, yo, we already know you a weirdo.
Yeah, man, like, he's the furthest thing from a thug, dog.
Listen,
furthest.
Tattoos ain't gonna get you nowhere in life, dog. Real rap, tattoos, people don't see you as a thug. These tattoos you got, nah, they ain't gonna save you. So I think this beef right here is irrelevant. I know that they've been having this problem for years now. You know, Pusha T and Wayne, they've always had a problem. Even back to when Wayne was, I think it was the Carter One. Wayne and Pusha T was having a problem with the Neptunes and Pharrell and Wayne and his shoots and all of that. And the Gilly the Kid situation. It was a lot of problems with Wayne and Pusha, but at the same time, the way y'all talking, come on. We already know, yo.
I ain't buying it, man. Wayne versus Pusha T, dead. It's not beef, man. It's not. It's child's play. But I guess the child's play is really what this next is. Diggy versus Jay. So, like, I'm to the point where I really don't even want to comment on this, dog. I don't even think it's worth us commenting on, dog.
Nah, you know what? I feel Diggy. And this is why. Diggy isn't putting up a beef with J. Cole for any specific reason musically.
Mm-hmm.
He's putting up a fight against dude because he badmouthed his sister. You know what I'm saying? That's the reason why Diggy went off. You know what I'm saying? I guess as a man, as a brother, you shouldn't let nobody disrespect your sister. Even if that man didn't do it or allegedly did it, you still do what you need to do, and he took up for his sister. His sister ain't say back off, obviously. Some is up. You know what I'm saying? But You know what I'm saying? And also with J. Cole, I respect him, you know what I'm saying? He not trying to take it there, but at the same time, y'all just need to sit it down. Like, y'all both not thugs, you know what I'm saying? This isn't real beef.
Far from it.
It's lyrics on a track, you know what I'm saying? You spit your 16, he spit his 16. You make...
I mean, it's your typical situation, man, you know? Ex-boyfriend say something about your sister, you gotta do something, you gotta check him. I mean, even if you the little brother. So I mean, that's all that is. That's not beef, man. That's just falling in line with what you gotta do as a, you know, a man. You gotta stand up for your fam.
Exactly.
I feel sorry for your mother.
What you say about my mama?
I don't wanna have trouble. Just go home. Don't come back.
What you say about my mama? Break yourself.
No!
Next one. Mark.
Oh, man.
Mark. Tim. Hi. Ball. Dog. Dog. Ain't that how you rapping this shit? Like.
I already told you. I admit it earlier. I don't know this nigga, man. I don't know who he is.
Don't stop.
I don't know him.
Man, yo, real shit. That joint rolled, though. I ain't gonna lie. That shit rolled. Man, French Montana and 50, what is y'all doing? I know 50, to tell you the truth, I heard that French was the one that actually came at 50.
Like, he's just dumb, dog. Like, why, man? What is wrong with you, kid? Like, I mean, like, you gotta admit that 50 Cent is one of the most ruthless people to beef with. It's just like, why would you go seek this man out, man? Like, it just makes no sense.
Publicity, man. Think about it. In a general sense, where was Rick Ross before this 50 scandal?
That's a good point, man. That's a good point, man. Like, Pimpin' Curly, that was my nigga, though. Pimpin' Curly.
Rick Ross now, opposed to Rick Ross before the 50 scandal?
Yeah.
He gave him so...
I wouldn't be surprised if them two niggas sat down and planned that out, man. Because, I mean, that catapulted Rick Ross, man. It really did. In the right direction. It was like the opposite of the Ja Rule effect.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Because back in the day, when it was real beef, niggas knew either you got to side with one camp or you side with the other. You know what I'm saying? Don't get me wrong. Rick Ross was coming out with amazing music. You know what I'm saying? But his amazing music is what kept him in the game. You know what I'm saying? 50 ain't really go in like he wanted to go in. And plus, it wasn't nothing 50 could do lyrically to mess with Rick Ross at that time, because music changed. You know what I'm saying? Music ain't like the way 50 Cent did it back in the day. He can't sing the track and everybody love what he talking about. You know what I'm saying? 21 Questions is dead. You dig me? So, the way I see it, French, if this is a publicity stunt, high five. But if this is some real shit,
like, you really got issues with this man?
When the last time you seen 50? why now? You know what I'm saying? Well, 50 got an album coming out?
Not that I know of, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Moving on.
Moving along, man. Moving along. This right here. Man, sad story, dog.
Thing, nigga.
I don't know. What do you call this, dog? I mean, look at the I mean, I wish they could see the picture. Like,
I ain't, nigga. how you hit the high note?
These niggas are singers, though, dog. Both of them.
You're the best I ever had. She the best. Drake, Chris Brown, give it the fuck up.
I mean, this is my thing, Carter. They both fucked her. I mean, like, why are we fighting?
On that bitch.
I mean, y'all Eskimo brothers, man. Like, deal with it. Y'all should be high-fiving each other. Y'all niggas is Eskimo brothers, man. Y'all both bagged her. Why are y'all fighting?
Son.
Eskimo brothers.
Hey, wait a minute. Maybe we're Eskimo brothers.
Yeah, who do you know?
Have you ever slept with your sister?
Has it?
Well, I don't know what her name is, but...
No, how did that even happen? She was a senior when we were freshmen. You must have been like 13?
12.
Yeah, I slept with Heather too.
What?
Eskimo brothers!
Hello, welcome to the family, my man.
Chill with it. The homies, though. Like, what the fuck is they problem? The homies, then let her smash the homies.
I know. I mean, what's wrong with it, man? You Eskimo brothers, man. Deal with that. Be happy. in the back. Why y'all going? Why y'all throwing bottles and shit, man?
Like some pussies. Why you throwing bottles? Really? Matter of fact, speaking of throwing bottles, we got niggas really throwing shots in the club, but we'll talk about that in a second. But back. Come on, y'all. Really? A little scuffle in the club. People got to throw bottles. Really? So when you threw that bottle and it nicked his chin, you know what I'm saying? We know that wasn't full power. You know what I'm saying? Nah. If a person takes a bottle being thrown across the room to the face, they going to end up like little Scrappy. If anybody has seen that baseball movie Rookie of the Year with the little young bull that went into the major leagues after getting...
Oh, yeah, who had the rocket arm?
Yeah, remember his last pitch at the end of the game, the little floater? The little floater for the strikeout? That's through the bottle, huh? He threw the bottle like that?
Softy, man. He threw the softy.
Come on, just give it up, man. But moving on to another club scene, we got Shine and Diddy. Now this is real beef. A nigga went to jail over this shit.
I know, dog. That ain't got dig grimy, dog. Like when are people gonna learn? Like Diddy is not the dude to party with, man.
Yo, I'm saying J-Lo was in that man air back then, man. Like this is a beef that really rolled over the years because when Sean was in jail, nobody was worried about it. But now that Sean is out, it's like, hey, yo, he back. Like, is he going off Diddy? Like,
yeah.
Getting back in bed with Diddy? Is he going back to the label? Is he going to work with him? Is he going to get cut a check? Anything? I know Sean had to get some hush money, man. Come on.
And he better have got something, dog. Like, you don't just do time for a nigga.
If Sean...
And I get something in return, dog.
That's all. Sean better have that hush money, man. Real rap.
Shit, they better at least been sending J-Lo in there for some conjugals or something, dog.
But ain't talking. Y'all guys already been knowing that beef since the early 2000s. That's nothing. But the next one we need to talk about, Ludacris and Drake.
I wasn't even aware of this.
All right, listen. This is what happened. Ludacris was trying to let people know that he's lyrical. And that he's one of the toughest lyrical people in the game, throwing shots at people like Drake and Big Sean. You know what I'm saying? If you listen to the 1.21 gigawatts mixtape, Luda was throwing a lot of shots out there. Like, niggas really stealing my flow from back in the day, but really saying that, you know what I'm saying, they originated this shit. You know what I'm saying? It's the same problem that Drake really had with Common. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah.
The older rappers are not feeling the way this dude, like, he cocky. You know what I'm saying? All right, like, take this. All right, I respect Drake. You want to know why? Because you got to be cocky. You got to get it how you live. And if you doing it the way you doing it, you getting money. Fuck these other niggas. You dig me?
But, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? In my videos, people say, oh, Carter, you're too cocky. Motherfucker, I'm playing a video game. So you saying you'll be cursing at the computer, telling they ass the whole night? Like,
yeah, and I mean, Carter, you do it better than these other niggas. dog, I mean, when you good at what you do, man, you gotta call an ace of ace and a spade, man. Like, leave it as that, you know?
Same thing, like, when T.I. called himself the king of the South. Ain't nobody want to take it.
Who gonna tell you otherwise, man?
Exactly.
That's what it's about.
At the end of the day, you're your toughest critic. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta make yourself better. And Drake been doing it. You know what I'm saying? Year in and year out, he's still been doing it. But Luda been around for a long time. You know what I'm saying? Luda was on the album that
was your fantasy to see. That's how that nigga started.
On the Cash or Pass. Like, I'm gonna talk about him on the Cash or Pass as well. Because he's on the Quality Street Music album. You know what I'm saying? So before we get into that, let's keep talking about this Drake. Just stop beefing with everybody. Luda, we know you the man. We know you've been around for a long time. No need to brush elbows with these youngins.
Nah, man. Let them be, man. You collect your money, let them collect theirs, and keep it pushing.
Whenever you make an album, you're good. You know what I'm saying? It's that simple.
Let's get to the main one, dog. All right. Jeezy versus Ross.
Huh? Hey. Huh? Hey, what's up?
I mean, I don't even know what to say, man. Did they actually throw hands though?
I don't, hey, a lot of people was tweeting that shit, man, when they was doing a recording. Yo, I believe it. You know what I'm saying? For these dudes, this shit go back to 2010. This shit is deeper than rap. No show shouting out Rick Ross. This beef right here is really generally deeper than rap. You know what I'm saying? If Rick Ross comes out saying, I'm Big Meech this, I'm Big Meech that, you gotta pay homage to the man himself.
Yeah, you do.
And since Jeezy knew him, Jeezy was riding for him or affiliated with him, whatever, he not in jail. I don't know how that happened, but all I'm saying is you gotta pay homage. And if Rick Ross wasn't paying homage, or Rick Ross wasn't saying the right things that Jeezy wanted to hear in order to keep the camp happy, then I could understand where Jeezy coming from. Out of all the rappers I've ever heard, Jeezy stay on that street shit. You know what I'm saying?
He
gun battles. Like, he stayed with the same, like, his lane never changed. When the whole rap game changed up, Jeezy ain't changed.
Nah, Jeezy putting out the same music, saying the same things, doing the same stuff, man. Jeezy been Jeezy since Jeezy was Jeezy.
And Rosé.
Hey!
Rosé, he a fad right now. Like, you gotta...
Yeah, man. And he gonna fade. He gonna quickly fade, man. Like, I mean, he's evolved, though. Like, from when he first came in, he was talking a whole bunch of that cocaine rap. I mean, he still talked that for, you know, to a certain extent. But, you know, he's kind of, like, moved out of that lane. You know, when you look at his albums and the way it's progressed. Like, I mean, I feel like his stuff has gotten better, man. I mean, he never really sucked. I mean, that's the thing, man. Whether you like Ross or you don't. Like, the dude ain't never been, like, trash. Ain't never been like, yo, Ross was garbage.
Yeah.
I mean, since he hit the scene with Hustling, like, who didn't like Hustling? Like, come on, son. But... I don't know, like, the whole beef thing, man, they gotta handle their business, man. If they throwing hands, it's only a matter of time before somebody take it to the next step.
Yeah, I believe that this is a general beef that can actually take it to the streets, because if you think about it, Rick Ross don't necessarily have to be from the hood, or, you know what I'm saying, he's affiliated with real niggas. So what makes it so bad, he got all these niggas in Florida ready to ride. They don't give a fuck if Rick Ross say, nah, don't touch him. They just ready to ride because of the simple fact that it's Ross.
Yeah.
Jeezy, on the other hand, he in the A, he got niggas, some of the niggas from the West Coast with some of his groups. I mean, not his groups, but, you know what I'm saying, some of the members of the CTE and all that, that's ready to say, man, fuck these niggas too. So you can't always put it on a rapper. And you know, hip hop police and all of that, you know, they're gonna come around and try to delegate, but you can't never put it on the rappers for what happens to another. You know what I'm saying?
No, you can't.
It's entourages, man. Entourages always do shit like that, man. Oh, you fuck with that Jeezy nigga? Then fuck that nigga. Oh, yeah. Next thing, guess what? Nigga dead because he liked Jeezy.
Exactly, man. It's all about those niggas that you can't control, man. Like, you can't control what the next man doing, dog. And if you got some wild dudes in your camp or that feel like they're affiliated with you and they live wires, anything could pop off, man. Whether you intend for it to pop off or not. Like, I mean, some dudes just got it in them, man. So, you know, I guess it's just part of the game.
Exactly. Now, moving on to the last beef before we get into Cash or Pass.
Yes, sir.
Carded ass nigga Gucci, man. Listen, I know that your lane closed, man. I know you had tunnel vision, you got locked up, you know what I'm saying? You try to come home, try to get back on it, but it's over for you, man. Start up a beef in order to get sales, get your mixtape out, get shows started. Just stop. You try, man.
He's irrelevant, dog. That's the word that describes that man. Irrelevant.
Just let Waka take over, man. Like, real rap. Just sit up at the top of the headed honcho chair, and just let Waka and his young boys do what they do. They got you. You gonna eat regardless. I know. As an artist, you want to make music and you want to come out. But listen, stirring up a beef that, you know what I'm saying, you and Jeezy had prior to this, that's not some shit you want to do. You might die, my nigga.
Like, yeah.
Niggas got shot over shit like this with you and Jeezy. So why would you even dare try to bring that shit back up? You know what I'm saying? You never want to bring up old shit, man. People got old ass sesame seed buns toasting in the oven and shit. And you out Come on, man. Like, leave that old shit alone. Leave that spoiled shit alone. Leave that rotten shit alone. Just get money, my nigga, and move on. Don't do this to yourself, man. It's gonna be a waste of time. Including both of you guys are irrelevant at the moment. I won't say irrelevant at all, but at the moment, present day, TM-103 came out, it did its numbers, it did what it had to do, and that was it. Jeezy ain't been on no real collabs. Respect the Jeezy because he on this quality street music and all that. And I think Gucci got a little slot on his joint too, but as rappers, you know, saying the game that it, listen, it's only about four or five people listen to right now, cuz. Like, yeah. People listening to Kendrick, 2 Chainz, Drake, Wayne, Future, and probably like 2 other people. Meek, MMG, shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right now, it's good music, MMG, YMCMB, and that's it.
That's it. I mean, no, that's it. So, that is all it is, man.
Stop it, y'all. Stop it.
Yeah, so at the end of the day, it is some beef that, you know, can get real. But overall, the scene when it comes to beef in 2012, man, I think it's played out. Carter thinks it's played out. So if you are an artist out there, man, don't try to get your name out. Don't try to sell albums by trying to beef with somebody, man. It's real pointless. And at the end of the day, you're going to make yourself irrelevant, man. So if it's not something real that y'all got going, that y'all as men should be able to just squash it. But I mean, sometimes, you know, men aren't able to come to an agreement. And they had to take it to another level, but that's something totally different. But in regards to music and beef, it's played out, man. So let's please just dead it. Let's put the freaking, let's put the dirt on top of this casket, man, and put it 6 feet deep.
I almost cried, my nigga.
So it's time for the last segment of the show, man. Cash or Pass, man. What's the album this week, man? I think we done name dropped it a few times and played them some songs off of it throughout this entire podcast. Let them know what it is.
Nigga. Oh, my bad. I was throwing ad-libs. Boy, Barocco Drum, you know what I'm saying? DJ Drama just came out with a real album. It's on iTunes. Go definitely, you know what I'm saying, after this little Cash or Pass. I'm advising people to pick it up, but we going to talk about the pros and the cons of this. Now, I know a lot of people thinking, like, what the fuck, DJ Drama rap? Hell no. He got some of the best rappers on this joint, though. That's what I will.
That's all you need, though, man.
You know what I'm saying? And the first track on this joint got Fab on that joint, so you already know that joint crazy.
Like, oh, yeah. That was the song that brought this podcast in, man. That Going Down joint with T-Pain, Yo Gotti, and Fab.
Exactly. So what I will say to y'all before I ask this question, you should know who DJ Drama has worked with in his career, such as people like 2 Chainz, people like Yo Gotti, Young Jeezy, Lil Wayne, Fab. Like, just think all the DJ Drama chronicles, all Meek Mill. Like, just think about this in your head, all the artists that he's ever worked with. Now, imagine all these artists on one album.
Killing it. And then you go look in your pocket, look in your wallet, look in your bank account, look in your PayPal, and you think to yourself, what has DJ Drama done? How much money do I have on hand right now? Should I pay cash or should I pass? And me and Carter, we kind of think that answer should be easy, you know, especially if your cash situation is on point. So Carter, I think the obvious answer should be cash. And I'm guessing that's your answer as well. So the only other question is, what y'all think, man? Is DJ Drama quality street music worth your cash, or are you gonna pass? Let us know in the comments, man, especially if y'all on that YouTube thing or watching this on the site, man. Let us know what y'all gonna do. Y'all paying for it or y'all passing on it?
That simple. Quality street music.
Yes, sir, man. Yo, this was another great episode, man. Carter, you held it down, man. I appreciate that, man. Dog, we coming back next week. I promise y'all it ain't gonna be no more hiatus, no more 2-week breaks, man. Me and Carter gonna bring this thing to y'all every week. Man, and you know what we got in store for him next week, man. NBA. I'm ready for it. Carter, you ready for it?
Oh, that was a fan cheering.
Exactly, baby.
My fingers been shaking for like the last week with this preseason, so you already know.
Dog, I can't wait for the basketball season to get jumped off, man. I'm gonna be excited. My Tigers gonna be in the World Series. Hopefully my Lions gonna have a W. Yes. The Eagles gonna be playing. They bye week gonna be over next week. It's gonna be a great week, man. Can't wait to see y'all back here, man. Carter, you got any closing words for the people?
The Eagles fired their defensive coordinator.
They did. So y'all think that's gonna be better? Y'all think that's gonna pay off for the Eagles?
Man,
who gonna replace him?
They promoted.
I don't know.
They promoted somebody to a spot, but I'm vague on the details right now. But all I gotta say is, everybody, we definitely enjoyed you guys for sticking around with us throughout this whole podcast. Definitely Google the both of us. That's our new slogan. We ain't got Twitter. We ain't got Facebook. Google us and find out.
That's right, man. We gotta be able to, when you put in the three letters SGM, for this podcast to just pop up, man. Like, real talk. So yeah, man. Google us. Google SGM. Get us on your iPad, your Android phone, whatever you working, man. Stitcher Radio, iTunes. Do what you gotta do, man. This your man Jay, IKC, man. We signing out. This SGM. We about to leave y'all with this track right here off of that DJ Drama Quality Street Music. This is Monique's Room featuring Fred the Godson.
Deuces!
Told you was gonna call you. Told you. I misplaced things. I'm sorry if I lost you. You're right. I fucked your best friend purposely. My heart's Teflon. How dare you try hurting me? I fuck shorty you hate. I told to work with me. And she do it better than you, bitch. That's word to me.
Word to me.
We sent the vid to your Facebook. I wish I seen how your face looked. Why I'm violating. You a pretender. You caught amnesia. You don't remember.
Don't remember.
Well, I got the memory of an elephant. I would say the nigga name, but he ain't relevant.